Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One. My name is Alan Stanford.
And welcome to Hamlet in Hoth.
My honoured lord.
My most dear lord.
My excellent good friends. How dost thou? Guildenstern? Ah, Rosencrantz. Good lads, how do ye both?
Two of Hamlet's college friends have arrived. Not by coincidence. They were sent for by Claudius. They're there to be the companions of Hamlet. They're there to give him company. They're there to support him in this strange time he's going through. And actually, what Claudius really wants them there for is to spy on Hamlet. And Hamlet can smell a rat at 50 paces.
What have you, my good friends, deserved at the hands of fortune, that she sent you to prison hither?
Prison, my lord?
Denmark's a prison.
Then is the world one?
A goodly one, in which there are many confines, wards, and dungeons, Denmark being one of the worst.
We think not so, my lord.
Why, then, 'tis none to you, for there is nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so. To me, it is a prison.
Why, then, your ambition makes it one. 'Tis too narrow for your mind.
Oh, God! I could be bounded in a nutshell and count myself a king of infinite space, were it not that I have bad dreams. What make you at Elsinore?
Oh God, I could be bounded in a nutshell and count myself a king of infinite space, were it not that I have bad dreams. That, in a way, sort of sums up Hamlet's position at the moment. When he says Denmark's a prison, he really means it. To him, it is a prison. He is trapped within the walls of Denmark. He cannot get out. If he wanted to leave and go back to Wittenberg now, he couldn't, because he has this task to do. He must revenge his father. He is, to that extent, in prison, and it's a life sentence, and there is no way out of it. But he does ask that question of them, because, as I say, he can smell a rat at 50 paces. What make you at Elsinore?
My lord, we were sent for.
I will tell you why. So shall my anticipation prevent your discovery, and your secrecy to the king and queen mould no feather. I have of late, but wherefore I know not, lost all my mirth, forgone all custom of exercises. And indeed it goes so heavily with my disposition that this goodly frame, the earth, seems to me a sterile promontory. This most excellent canopy, the air, look you, this brave o'erhanging firmament, this majestical roof fretted with golden fire, why, it appears no other thing to me than a foul and pestilent congregation of vapours.
Now, this is Hamlet speaking the truth again. That's the way he does feel. To him, no matter how beautiful the country may be, no matter how pretty the sky may look, no matter how nice everything is, to him, everything stinks. He is, in fact, in a state of depression. He's in a state of depression because all his expectations and everything that he believed in the world has been turned on its head. Everything has gone wrong. As we might say in modern parlance, his life has gone pear-shaped. But Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are, of course, of the opinion that in order to think that, he must be mad.
What a piece of work is a man! How noble in reason! How infinite in faculty! In form and moving, how express and admirable! In action, how like an angel! In apprehension, how like a god! The beauty of the world, the paragon of animals, and yet, to me, what is this quintessence of dust? Man delights not me, no, nor woman neither.
It's a strange opinion to have, that he can actually look at mankind, and he can look at its perfection, he can look at its beauty, he can look at its intelligence and its articulateness, he can admire mankind for what it is, and yet it doesn't impress him in the least. He has, to an extent, lost faith with mankind because of the things he's discovered that mankind is capable of doing and being. And that nothing, no man, not mankind itself, can measure up to what is now his ideal of manness, which was, or rather is, his father. Thank you there to Sam Clarke, to Daniel Fallon, and to Daniel Murphy.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.